Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Reggie Johnson, and we're your hosts this morning. And oh my goodness, we're beginning a new book study on the law of attraction. We're studying the book of Hemal Rodia. It's entitled Find You and Find Everything, The Secrets to the Law of Attraction. A powerful, powerful book. We had Hemal on Friday to launch this wonderful, wonderful book study. And he gave us some insights into the journey that we're beginning to embark on this morning. So you might want to go back and listen to that archive of that podcast. He is a delightful teacher. He says that he'll be joining our chat room from time to time, and he'll come back and visit with us and talk about the law of attraction as we go through this powerful, powerful book study. Hey, Dr. Reggie, how are you this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Oh, I'm excited. You know, I always get excited when we start a new journey.
It's a wonderful thing.
It really is. It really is. So, did you have a good weekend?
I did. Oh my God. I had to work this weekend, but it was so wonderful doing the thing I like to do most. At the Open Mind Center, teaching and reading and all that. I love that.
Oh, my God, you were busy yesterday.
I was.
You did a lot of readings, huh?
14.
Wow. 14. That's a lot of energy.
Yeah, it is.
That is a lot of energy. Well, some of you may know that Dr. Reggie is teaching. If you live in the Atlanta area, he is teaching at the Open Mind Center, which is located in Roswell, right off the 400. On Old Alabama Road, you would exit on Holcomb Bridge Road off of the 400 freeway. And so what classes are you teaching there, Dr. Reggie?
Teaching the first 6 weeks of intuitive development and the clairs, clairaudience, which means clear hearing, clairvoyance, clear seeing, clairsentience, clear feeling, clear gustance, clear aliens, tasting and smelling, all those things that help you accentuate what you already kind of have, but a degree beyond just the regular physical forces, beyond the five senses, and it helps you to really be attuned to everything that you have. It's a powerful class, and the second development will be more advanced stuff about OBEs, astral projection, those kind of things. So it's a very powerful class, and I love it.
What is OBE?
Out-of-body experience.
Oh, I'm so silly. I'm thinking, oh, what is that?
Yeah.
Okay, and out about, oh, my goodness. I know a lot of people are waiting for that level two.
They are.
But there's a warning here. You really should go through level one first to make sure you're ready for level two.
Exactly.
You know, many people think, oh, I can do this, I can do that, and then they wind up getting themselves in trouble. And you can't have any fear when you're jumping out of your body. You got to, you know. So I would encourage you to take level one first. And you know, I'll be honest with you. I took a class with Honey Rubin called it was a Prayer Partners class. And Honey is such a dynamic teacher. I don't know if it was because I just loved her energy so much or if I really needed to learn the lesson. But it's an 8-week class, and I took it 3 times. And the reason I took it so many times is because the concepts were so, I won't say abstract, but they were so different. You know, I had to make such a huge shift in my consciousness that it took 24 weeks for me to really get it. I think the first time was just, I was blown away by the information she was giving us. And so every week it was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. The second time I actually began to practice what she was teaching. And that that took me to a deeper level of understanding. But by the third time, I was actually able to serve more as a teacher. And so because you've heard something once, twice, three times, maybe five or six times, does not mean that you know it. So I encourage you to take level one, and you may wind up taking level one several times because your understanding becomes a little deeper each time, and then move on to level two. So, Dr. Reggie, why don't we go ahead and get started in our with the morning prayer this morning?
Yes. Heavenly Father and Mother, God and Goddess, Creator of the universe, thank you for the power that we are and that we have. Let us always be thankful and grateful and not so puffed up with pride that we know and ascertain everything that we don't know. Every time we climb the ladder and think we know it all, there's always something else to be learned. We can never understand the full profundity and magnitude of the Godhead, and we thank you so much for giving us the energy and the inner wisdom to know you on that personal level. We thank you for understanding to open our hearts and minds to radical understanding of the law of attraction, the law that you created. We thank you for every person that listens, that they are imbued with the Holy Spirit and endowed with wisdom. We believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. So, you know, guys, I always love to read the introduction to you. Of the book, because it's the author's way of saying, hey, this is the journey we're getting ready to embark on. And it gives you a sense of what to expect. So I'm going to start with the introduction, and then we'll jump into the first chapter this morning and really try to define the law of attraction and give you a deeper understanding. So he starts out by saying, in recent years, the law of attraction has become more and more popular. It could be said that it is due to the various products and books that have been released, or it could also be said that these products are as a result of a growing consciousness and awareness. But it can only happen as a result of a vibrational match and for a calling for it. So thank you for your calling for this book that you're reading. There is no coincidence that you are reading this book. Something comes into our lives when we are ready for it. This book will clarify and demystify the law of attraction for you. You will understand law of attraction like you never have before. You will understand that it is really about the harmony that you have within you that affects your own vibration, which affects what you attract into your life. And as you change your signal, the universe, via the law of attraction, it responds accordingly to you. After reading this book, you will more clearly understand this dynamic relationship between you and the universe. You will be able to better understand the thoughts and emotions that you have and have had that have led to what has happened and is happening. This book will explain law of attraction in a very pure sense. There is much material out there which tries to mention the law of attraction, though which include many non-essential aspects which are not necessary in understanding and even mastering the law of attraction. But this book will look to explain law of attraction in the most pure way and without diluting it with aspects which are non-essential. So enjoy the experience of this book. Not only will you be taking in the information from the book on a conscious level, it will be working with you on an unconscious level, as well as a spiritual and vibrational level. It is not about the words that you read. It will also be about the transformation within you. Do not be surprised if by the time you finish this book, that things start happening in your life. Coincidences, synchronicities happen, manifestations occur, things release themselves, and you feel more of a connection to everything else. Oh, do not be surprised if there is a lightness within you before the end, and also in your understanding of the dynamics of the relationship that you live in within this universe. There may be a sense of peace and a knowingness that all is well. From this book and any subsequent others that you will understand the dynamics in play in your life, and in others that are in your life. This book has been titled, Find You, and You Find Everything, because it truly is about who you are. You will discover what it means as you journey on the trail of light, beautifully arranged by this book. As you discover more about yourself, you will find that your connection to everything that you want is so much more pronounced. You will find that everything that you want is ready to enter your life, and it just requires you being in tune with it. And the best way of doing that is in being in harmony with yourself. Whilst the subtitle of the book is, Oh, the Secrets to the Law of Attraction, the Law of Attraction has always been available to you. Throughout the ages, there are various doctrines and disciplines and cultures that have believed that there are secrets to the universe that are being withheld from you, but there are no true secrets. You receive whatever you are resonant with. You are an aspect of the universe. And it has always been willing to share anything that you ever wanted to ask it. And it always does. This book will just reveal those secrets. You will learn perspectives and viewpoints about your relationship with yourself and the universe, which will greatly impact your life. And in you getting all the things that you want, if you know that secret, you know it all. Find you, and you find everything. So the path already exists, and it is perfectly formed. When you are on it, you know by the joy that you experience. Then he goes on to talk about some of what you will find in this book. You're going to realize who you are on a deeper level, and you're going to tune more into you. You do not need anything else other than yourself. Tune into your divinity, your magic. You will understand the structure of the universe and your relationship to it. You will understand exactly how you are attracting the things that you are wanting and how the universe brings them to you. You will understand the part that actions play in this whole manifesting dynamic. You will know more about your flow and how to tune into it. You will understand about the flow of money and abundance. You will get into tune with the meaning of love that resonates for you. You will remember things that have not made sense in the past, and you will understand the deeper underlying causes and how they make more sense now. You will be reminded of your connection to everything else, and how your desires are sovereign and priceless, and not only an expression of you, but also an expression of the universe. You will learn nuances and perspectives which will improve your manifesting abilities. They will allow you to be more in tune with who you are and with the things that you want, so they flow more easily into your life. You will understand the law of attraction better than you have done before. You will learn to be reminded of the significance of your emotions and how they give you all the information that you want to know. You will be reminded of the true abundance and infinite potential around you, which is your birthright. You will remember and realize the infinite and abundant possibilities for you. You will realize that you have known all of this. There is no coincidence that you are holding this book in your hands. It is reminding you of who you truly are. You will remember that you are a divine being, and all possibilities and creations are open to you. This book will give you information about you. That's number one. The law of attraction. That's number two. And manifesting that you may not have been consciously aware of. It will broaden your perspective about yourself and the world around you and the possibilities within you. It will remind you of your possibilities and of you, because when you find you, you find everything. Whew! Are you guys ready for this journey? I mean, that is powerful. So let's start with the law of attraction. And what is it? The law of attraction is a universal law, and it's prevalent everywhere. It is essentially that like attracts like. But it's from a vibrational perspective. And this last caveat, from a vibrational perspective, is very important, because many times people think they are focusing on something, though they do not attract it. And then they believe that the law of attraction does not work. But the reason for this is because the overall vibration of thoughts that they were having were not resonant to the vibration of what they are wanting. How many of you understand vibration and frequency? We talk about that a lot here on Circles of Prosperity. It is unseen, is it not? Vibration is unseen. We can actually feel vibration, can't we? With our emotions, we kind of get a sense. Our emotions define, kind of tell us. And there's so many, you know, when we talk about love, there are different levels of love, isn't it? Is it not? It's an emotion. It has a vibration, a frequency. You love your mother differently than you love your lover. You love your children differently than you love your husband. So there are different frequencies, different vibrations of love that emanate from you. Everything in this universe is a vibration on a deeper level. In fact, 80% of the objects that you see around you is space. But they are vibrating so quickly and on a deeper atomic level that they appear as solid, but it's space. Your thoughts are also a vibration, as are your emotions, which we just discussed. And as you think about something and you keep your attention on it, you attract more thoughts of similar vibration. It's like saying, you know, birds of a feather flock together. I love this one. Misery loves company. We tend to gravitate to people that think like us, that are similar to us. Like attracts like. And so as you think a thought and you keep your attention on it, you attract a similar thought. And as you continue to keep your attention and that this equals, it means your vibration on something, you attract more thoughts. And as this continues, then you have this mass, it gets larger and larger, and the attraction and pulling power gets stronger. How many of you remember us studying creating money, and they use the term magnetize this to you? And imagine that you have this huge coil inside of you that's reaching out to the universe, and it's sending a vibration to magnetize to you the things that you desire. It's the same concept that he's presenting here. You, as you continue to focus, your magnet to attract is getting stronger. It has a stronger pull to pull that which you desire to you. He says the mass, it gets larger and larger, and the attraction and pulling power gets stronger. It's magnetizing. And you then feel this physiologically. There is a growing excitement that's building within you, assuming that this is something that's positive that you're focusing on. Law of attraction works for everything, positive, negative, and everything in between. You feel it in your emotions, and this is an indication of your vibration, because your emotions are a preview of what is coming in your life. So are you excited this morning? Were you excited about beginning this journey? Were you excited about calling? That your emotions are an indication of your vibration. And what is our highest vibration that we talk about here? Joy. We say it all the time. Your highest vibration, the highest frequency of your spirit is joy. I love this. He goes, there's a growing excitement building within you. Now, do you think you can have a growing excitement when you're worried about whether or not your business is going to make enough money, when you're worried about whether or not you're going to have enough money to pay the rent? There's no growing excitement there. There's dread, is it not? There's fear, is it not? So we're going to learn how to address that, because those thoughts, those fears, those worries, those concerns are blocking the law of attraction. Well, I won't say it's blocking the law of attraction. They're blocking the things that you really desire, which is, of course, more abundance in your life, right? But based on understand, the law of attraction is a law that it does not change. And it doesn't pass a judgment. It's not going to say, oh, Cynthia is worried about something, and that's a bad thought. We won't work on that. We'll work on just the good thoughts. It does not seek only the positive thoughts. It acts on everything. So if your fear is the strongest emotion and the strongest vibration, that is what the law of attraction is going to work on. And that's what you're going to manifest in your life. Soon enough, you experience things not just physically in your own body, but you start to see synchronicities and coincidences around you. You may manifest what you have been thinking about, something that is a vibrational match to it, or you may actually attract various coincidences and happenings on the way towards it. And you know, this brings up another thing, because oftentimes we have launched a desire and we're positive, you know, we're not fearful, we're very sure that the thing is going to manifest. But then there's all this drama that starts occurring in our life. And here's why I say, do not get caught up in the things that your physical eyes see or the dramas that you're experiencing. Stay focused on the end result, because all of that drama that gets stirred up, it's energy that's being stirred up. And oftentimes that drama is to move things out of your way. But if you focus on the drama, you're going to get more drama. Is that not true? also only focus on the desire. As you offer a vibration to the universe, by universal law, i.e., there are no exceptions, it offers you experiences that match that vibration. The universe offers you an echo, so to speak. You know how when you go on a mountaintop and you say, yay, and it goes, yay, 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 it just travels? It's responding to your vibration, and it travels through space, through time, and it comes back to you. I think that's such a beautiful example of vibration and how vibration travels and how it attracts to you. It responds back to you. When you say yay, and that echo is going out, it doesn't say baby. It repeats what you said. It is a vibrational universe that we live in. This is a vibrational universe, and everything is organized and orchestrated through vibration. When many people try to understand and learn the law of attraction and they struggle with it, it is because they are looking too much or only at what they can see and do not have an awareness and an understanding of what is unseen. But in this book, you will learn more about the unseen, including the energetic and vibrational dynamics between you, your desires, and the universe. Another reason why people do not attract the things that they would like is because they offer a mixed vibration. And we mentioned above that when someone thinks a thought and focuses on that thought, they attract more things that match that thought. That vibration. But what happens for many people is that they do not cleanly focus on something. They think thoughts contrary to that thought. So here's an example. They may want to be in a relationship and feel good about it. But then they have these thoughts about loneliness or of fearing being in a relationship. Now, someone may think about money, but then they focus on what it feels like to be without it. And these all contradict the original desire, and hence there is not much movement. Listen, if you offer a mixed vibration to the universe, then you will either see mixed results or not very much movement. It is like trying to drive your car while your foot is on the brake. You are offering resistance to your flow. The Bible says you cannot be double-minded. You can't have two minds, can't have two feelings for that manifestation to occur. That's what he's saying here. There is this universal, all-powerful law that is called the law of attraction, and it is accessible to all. The way that you use it in your life is through the signal that you offer to the universe through your vibration. And this is why the emphasis in this book is on finding your divinity. The law of attraction has always existed and will always do so. But what happens in your life will be as a result of what you put out vibrationally. So it's about your relationship with yourself and who you are on a deeper level. So as you get more and more into alignment with that truth, then the law of attraction will magnify that alignment, and you will see it in your manifestations. Are you guys ready for that? I am so ready. I am so ready. The law of attraction is really here to serve you. And if you want it to serve you for your highest good, then you have to change your thoughts. You have to love you and believe that you deserve the best in life, because you do. And it's not wrong for you to want the best. It's not wrong for you to even desire more. It's not wrong. Let's talk a little bit about abundance. The abundance that you desire is a magnification of the abundance you have. How many of you, I'm going to just ask this question, and, you know, you can press 1 on your telephone keypad at any point during this lesson this morning, because I do want us to have a conversation. I'm not in the chat room, and I don't know if Gloria is there. I can't get in the chat room sometimes from my studio. But how many of you have thoughts of abundance? How many of you feel guilty about thinking about having a lot of something? Let's say a lot of wealth. How many of you are uncomfortable having a lot of money or having a successful career or think that it's not possible? How many of you believe want something but come up with all the excuses why you can't have? See, I believe that abundance is our natural state. The desire for abundance is a natural thing for us. Let's see what the author has to say. He says, the abundance that you desire is a magnification of the abundance you have. The abundance you desire is a magnification of the abundance you have. So take a magnifying glass, and it enlarges the text, does it not? Or whatever you put over it, we use it a lot for text, to enlarge the text. It increases the size. So he's saying your desire for abundance increases the abundance that you have. Abundance is a favorite topic for so many who want more in their lives. After all, as you will discover in this book, expansion is something that is very natural to you. Many look at the lack in their lives and are blind to all the gifts that exist in their present moments. They look outside of their now for something else and forsake all the true richness that is already existing in their now moment. In realizing the abundance that is in your life, then more abundance finds its way to you. Why is that so? Why is that so? Can anybody tell me? If I realize the abundance that is in my life, then more abundance is going to find its way to me. Why? Dr. Reggie, can you tell us?
I think because you make it real. And the thing is, we are projecting thought vibrational waves from inside out, and then the outward touches the substance, and it concretes into form.
Exactly. So in having one's attention on what is wrong or how things are not perfect, they offer a vibration of dissatisfaction. And of course, if they are offering that vibration, how can what they want enter their reality when it is a different vibration? It cannot. If you are offering the signal and the frequency of dissatisfaction, satisfaction and prosperity and abundance cannot enter your life. It will not be a match to the signal. Is everybody getting that? I know you've heard it before. Are you hearing it with new ears this morning? Are you consciously aware of the stuff that you're thinking and the stuff that's coming out of your mouth every day? I mean, I'm in conversations with people all day long, and I am correcting them all day long. I don't have enough money. Here they are telling me all the things that they want to do and what they want to accomplish, and then they kill it by saying, I don't have. Catch yourself. Monitor yourself. Write down what you're thinking at any given moment. Write it down, so that you can see where you need to make the correction. You need to shift your vibration. How many are you looking at your bank account and saying, there's not enough money to pay my bills. There's not enough money to pay my bills. There's not enough money to pay my bills. Oh, my God, here comes another bill, and I'm not going to have enough money to pay my bills. Say that mantra over and over, and what will you get? Oh, my God, there's not enough money to pay my bills. If you are not willing to change your thoughts, then you just are accepting the way things are. And a lot of people will say, Cynthia, you just don't understand. This is the reality. Yes, your reality. You're creating it. I agree. Would you like to change it? Let's go for a ride. You know, Dr. Reggie, I'm thinking about that movie Contact, huh? Would you like to go for a ride? in the universe? Wow. What you attract matches to the vibration that you offer. So what does that mean? That means that you are totally responsible for what you're experiencing in your life at this moment. And everything that you're experiencing in your life at this moment is the result of your past thoughts. It is by realizing your true abundance in your now that you access the abundance that you are wanting. Wow. By your attention to what you do have, you offer the vibration of attracting more. The Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. If you have offered up a prayer and you have asked for more, you have to have faith that more is coming. You cannot focus on what is existing right now. You already made that mess. Let it go. You already put yourself in a position that's uncomfortable because of your thoughts, because of your fear, because of your doubt, because of your worry. Let it go. Focus on what, he says, by your attention to what you do have rather than what you don't have, you are offering the vibration of attracting more. So, I may not have enough money in the bank to cover my bills today, but I have the potential to make more money. I have skills. That's right. I've got skills. And I can use those skills for income. Now let me see, I could talk on the telephone in the morning at 7 a.m. I could run my mouth. I could type up some letters. I could maybe write an article and submit that, and that'll be, I have skills. What do I have? Shift. So you may say, oh, but I don't have abundance. How would I even get it? Well, the answer is by finding things that you can appreciate in your life, not by noticing the things that you do. By noticing the things that you do have, you offer the vibration for more. Isn't that right, Dr. Reggie?
Yes.
It's not what you have, is it? It's the vibration that you offer about what you have by your attention to it.
It expands.
It expands. You guys have heard all of this before. Are you living it? Are you living it? Are you living it? you know, the reason I wanted to do this book is because my desire is that you move and take action on these principles that you listen to day in and day out. Because if you don't live them, you don't know them. If you don't live them, you don't even know if it's true. It just may stimulate you, excite you at the possibility, but you got to take the first step. Do you have the ability to feel like a millionaire with what you do have? If you are single, or even if you are not, can you feel love within yourself as if your soulmate is already in your life? If you want to develop your body, can you feel as if you have that body? See, that is what it is about. It does not matter about which context. It's about your ability to live and embody what you want within you. The universe cannot resist or deny that, and by universal law, your physical world reflects your inner world. You know, I love the way Star put it. She said, you know, she says the universe is a yes universe. All it can say is yes. I don't have enough money. Yes, Cynthia, you don't have enough money. I'm fat. Yes, you're fat. It's only a reflection of what's inside of you, of your thoughts, your inner world. The universe can provide you all that you want, but you have to be offering the signal for it. And through your vibration, you have to be saying to the universe, oh, yes, I'm ready for that. And if I do not have the physical manifestation, it will be fine because I know I am it. And that's a very strong signal. And the universe cannot resist it. It has to provide that manifestation. Well, we're going to continue this topic tomorrow on abundance. It's going to be awesome. We're moving into understanding what abundance is and how it already exists. We just need to be in alignment with it. Wow. Anybody have any comments or questions this morning on this first day? Very quickly, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Otherwise, I'm going to ask Dr. Richie to take us into our closing prayer. All righty.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful lesson that we've learned today. Let us ingrain this indelibly in our consciousness to know that there is no lack in the universe. You made every provision for us at birth. We came equipped and hardwired for connecting to the universe with things that we want. And through the process of eliminating what we don't want, let us magnify harmony, joy, love, abundance, prosperity, rest, and love in our consciousness. We believe it is so. And so it is.
And so it is. Listen, I encourage you to purchase the book. You can go on my website, circlesofprosperity.org, and you'll see an ad. Himmel is offering the book at a discounted rate for Circles of Prosperity listeners. The book normally is at $14.95, but if you buy it now, there's a short window of time that he's giving us this offer. If you buy it now, you can save $6. It's $9.95. You can download it immediately, the ebook. And I'm sure this is one that you're going to want to have on your shelf. Join us tomorrow as we continue to talk about abundance. God bless.